Yeah. Mark 1:35, Jesus did it. There are examples in the scripture of extended time given to prayer alone. Now there are lots of believers who have graduated from praying and reading the Bible in the morning. And they say, oh, we can read the Bible anytime. You say anytime and you never read it. Because by the time you get to that anytime, you're so tired. Or some friend calls you up and you go for a late night movie anyways. So, make sure you do it first thing in the morning. And you do it all the time. Because the Bible tells us pray in the morning, pray in the evening, pray in the night, pray on your bed. There's all kinds of times to pray. But it's good to start the day with God. Jesus spent whole nights in prayer. Nehemiah prayed certain days upon hearing the plight of Jerusalem 3 times. Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights. It'd be good if some people get absent from DCC. And where have they gone? Not on vacation. They've got to pray. You know, I have been amazed in my forays into Myanmar. I spent time with the General Secretary of the Ecumenical World Council of Churches related Myanmar Council of Churches, Reverend Shui Lin. What would you think of a person who is General Secretary of an ecumenical movement? What kind of Christian would he be? Huh? Liberal, most likely not a believer. So I spent time with him often when I go there, and then I invited him to come and speak to my batch of students one time because he was not going to be available for the graduation and to be there. So he came and he said, I can't come tomorrow to the graduation because tomorrow is my birthday. So I thought, oh, you know. He said, and I want to spend my birthday with the Lord. You could fall off your chair, right? So when he came that day, the eve of his birthday, I gave him a gift in front of everybody of the MacArthur Study Bible. A year later, I meet him. He says, you know, I use that study Bible for my personal study. But I'm remembering him because he spent a whole day in prayer and the Word of God. And he told me about it afterwards. Never take anyone for granted, but if that man would spend a day in prayer, it's okay for us to spend a day in prayer. But our greatest example is the Lord Jesus. And we should take time off from everybody and spend time in prayer. I know you can't see it now, but I'm going to give you these notes. You learn from God and many other things. So let's have Sumukh. Where is Sleepy Sumukh? Sleepy Sumukh. Red shirt has to be contrasted with blue shirt. Come on. What's your name? David. That's my name. You know my name is also David? Middle name. Hey, you also do some work. Daniel. See, 3 different shirts. Blue, red and yellow. We can have blue, red and... We can have 3 teams, huh? 3 captains. Now if you look at it, after the quotes you've got learning from God. Right? Learning from God. Everyone got the sheets? We're still on page 1. The bottom half, page 1, learning from God. This is Lon Sani, discipled by Dawson Trotman. Has everyone got a sheet? And then in the second sheet, why a day of prayer? A whole day. For extended fellowship with God, for a renewed perspective, for catching up on intercession, for prayerful consideration of our own lives before the Lord, for adequate preparation. Then prayer on the basis of God's word. You please understand this. If you pray without Bible knowledge, you are as good a Buddhist or a Hindu. Forget being charismatic. I don't think we should bother about the charismatics. Many of us practice our spirituality like Hindus and Buddhists. Without content, or making up our own content. So the Word of God is absolutely important, fuels your prayer life. You read the Bible and you pray out of your knowledge of the Word of God. Every other kind of prayer without the Bible is fake, dangerous. Then see, there's a how to go about it. You got it? How to go about it. Wait on the Lord. Prayer for others. And then again, he's got 3 points there on what to pray for others. This is end of page 3, beginning of page 4. Then pray for yourself. Do you see it? Now this is very simple stuff. 2 questions. As you spend time in prayer, 2 questions are answered. The result, you got it on page 5? The result of your day of prayer should be answers to the 2 questions Paul asked the Lord on the Damascus Road. Acts 9. What did he ask the Lord? Who are you, Lord? And the second, what shall I do, Lord? That should be your focus as you spend time alone with God. And read a lot of the Bible. Otherwise you'll be doing fancy things, huh? Don't think you must end the day with some new discovery or extraordinary experience. Don't think, oh, I spent a day in prayer, now I will not sin. Someone said, the devil spends more time in the prayer meeting, in the prayer room. And one of the things that happens in the prayer room, in the secret closet, is you nurture pride. You know, I fast and I pray. I am a prayer warrior. Be careful. So don't think, wow, you know, I've spent some time in prayer, now go around asking or looking for people who would say, you know, your face is glowing. Wait on God, expose yourself to His Word. Looking for a new experience or insight you can share with someone when you get back will get you off the track. See, your focus is not on intimacy with God. Your focus is on, does anyone notice I've been missing? I'm just waiting for you to ask me, you know, where were you? So that I can testify. I was praying, you know. You don't have to make testimony of your secret life all the time. It's better people see the results of it, no? In holiness and the wisdom of your life. Then look at the next sheet. Checklist. I like it. Essential, number 1, What is the first in the list of essential? Please don't take a new one. This is my special, special prayer Bible. Notebook, pen or pencils, clock or watch. Helpful prayer letters from missionaries and Christian workers, devotional books. There's plenty listed there. I used to love number 3. It's a lady who wrote a book that helped a lot of students across the world. Prayer Conversing with God. You know, Rosalind Rinker used to go with a tape recorder in the good old days of cassette tape recorders. And she used to meet with the girl students. And secretly she would tape the prayers they would pray. And say, now listen to your prayer. You use the word Lord as a punctuation mark, you know, to catch your breath. And Lord, you know Lord. You know, I want Lord. Have you noticed yourself praying? Most of it is mindless praying, because if you really thought through the sentence structure, you would not say Lord, Lord, Lord so many times. In fact, you would remember, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. There are others who would say, Almighty Father, God, we, Lord, are gathered here, Almighty Father, God, because Lord, glory, glory. Just think, God is really there and He's listening to you and He must be laughing, you know. I mean, this is so funny. These guys love me so much, they keep repeating my name. So she used to play it back to them, and some of the girls used to say, what an unholy way to spend time with us, Rosalind Rinker. She said, no, I want you to start thinking as you pray. Don't pray mindlessly. So even when you're alone with God, be careful that you're not repetitious and just using words. I won't so much care for number 4, because that's a very mystical brother Lawrence, poor brother. A bag lunch and beverage, unless you want to fast. And if you want to fast, let me give you a few tips. You know, in India we have jeera water. Take some jeera water with you and sip it every once in a while, because you don't want to get acidic in your belly. And if you want to fast, when you break your fast, don't eat a big meal. I'm really hungry, I'll eat a horse. Wash your face, clean your mouth, you'll be stinking. These are just some tips to spend time fasting and prayer. But please understand, fasting will not make God love you a little more. It just makes you a little bit more intense in your desire for God. In your packed bag of lunch, don't take a lot of rice. You know, you'll be resting in the joy of what Jesus is. You know that song, Jesus, I am resting, and I have a very quiet time. Alright, optional. You can sing, you know. And Sulekha, don't forget your reading glasses, G. So, you can see Lawn Sani has really worked on this. Okay? Why don't you break up into groups and spend half an hour? Maybe 2 by 2. Maximum 3. And go through this and talk about it. Whether you're going to do it. You know, I want us to go from this camp becoming churches, local churches that are really practicing being disciples. And part of being disciples is becoming people who spend time alone with God. Okay, do that. Choose whoever you want. Go with someone that you like to be with and you're not afraid of, and just talk things through as you read this and choose to do it. I'm not saying become accountable. I kind of be accountable, you know. We all are so accountable. Okay, come on, let's do it. It's 9:30. By 10 o'clock, I want you back. By 10 o'clock.